Many think that the 7th of the 11th, 2011, will be the day that the US stock market will collapse. But whether or not this will happen on that date is not the point. The point is that the time has come for all our blatant disregard for the greed and arrogance of the uncommon criminals that have run this civilization into the muck of history to finally have to pay for everything that we have been doing for far too long. Our troops have been murdering unarmed people around the world for so long that most see this as just part of the inevitable price we pay for our place as the leaders of the world. No one asks if anyone besides ourselves wanted us to assume this role of the self-appointed leader of the whole wide world. We have been at war against the world since 1991 in Iraq, and we have now expanded that illegal war into our wars upon Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, again in 2003, Somalia, and now Libya, with other wars planned for Lebanon, Syria, Bahrain, and a number of other nations as their own civil wars spill over into new threats against the New World Order and its fascist policies. So far, these illegal and unilaterally declared wars on terror have cost us over $3 trillion, but they have also cost us the respect of the entire community of nations and earned us the hatred of billions of people the world over. Just like Israel, we have been making war upon unarmed women and children in nation states without armies or air forces, anywhere where the population cannot return fire in kind. The numbers of the innocent and the dead are horrifyingly huge. In Iraq alone, about 4 years ago, there had already been over 2 million murdered, 2 million seriously disabled, and another 2 million that had fled the country to avoid being murdered. And those numbers have only grown since that time, because after those numbers became a reality, we began using drones to add to the death tolls that have continued to skyrocket. Our forces are attacking people in their own homes and murdering them at will overseas, in much the same way as our own police forces here have begun to arm their departments with military tanks and fascist powers that take no account of the Constitution or anything else beside what each thug in uniform might decide to do at any given point in time. The police have become feared in much the same way that ordinary people once feared criminals. Only this is worse because the police were supposed to be the agency of government that people could look to for protection rather than torture, accusations, and possibly death that can easily now result because someone called 911 or because someone dared ask a question of an officer that has responded to such a call. People can now also be arrested for attending public meetings and attempting to report on the public comments made at such meetings. But these conflicts in the US pale by comparison to what we routinely do to whole families and whole nations overseas. To them, we are the nightmare incarnate, the never to be known but always to be feared, and our day in the court of public opinion the world over is about to have its day. Because the outrage can no longer be ignored, any more than all that corporate and private criminality can withstand the truth, which is that virtually everything and every government have behaved beyond all the laws that were meant to keep them under our control. This is it, in its most basic form. The one thing that everyone has feared and very few have ever dreamt could ever happen here. The five places mentioned are merely the starting points for the massive and out-of-control behavior that will mark this most devastating of all global events which the world has suffered since the detrimental effects of this human experimental project began to be felt upon this planet. The date itself is uncertain, but the fact of its arrival is no longer open to debate. The repercussions from the collapse of the US dollar will have untold repercussions around the world almost instantly as soon as the collapse begins. Everything else that will flow from this event will begin to make itself known very graphically. All those criminals that were never charged with their crimes against humanity or their attempted murder of over four-fifths of the global population will be among those heads by the truckload that will roll as the rage makes itself felt and turns into global outrage that will easily overpower any and all end-of-the-world disaster for centuries. The chaos once created cannot be contained again except by those that will have suffered the most under the crimes that have brought us all to this final edge of oblivion. The irony is that it will not be reported because global communications will be among the very first casualties of this revolt, along with food and water and the ability to just survive. So the numbers of the remaining population will no doubt dwindle to a mere shadow of the number of people that are on the planet at this very moment. But there will be no joy in surviving the flames or the chaos, because the human population will have been taken back to the time before the wheel was invented, if they are able to survive it all. Congratulations, America. You continued your refusal to be moved until there are now no options left for you to take. But then how else to deal with people that see nothing wrong with murdering so many billion people over the hundreds of years that we've been doing this to others? Because we could. When we were confronted by international laws or the national laws of other countries, we just ignored it all because we're special and the laws of society apparently do not apply to the people of the New World Order or Israel. So we continued. Now, the fraud throughout the global financial world has created an impasse so great that no one can move forward anymore. Just as it has been foretold a thousand times during the whole of this nightmare. But we refuse to believe that this could ever happen here to us in this country in the 21st century. But neither rage nor outrage can be postponed forever, because that's how the natural world works. And no amount of fascist dictates can ever change that, not even for one second. So we were wrong. It can happen, and it will happen here. Because the natural laws of the world can only tolerate such imbalances for just so long, and no longer. Welcome to Payback, and good luck dealing with all those people that will be on their way to outrage without a second glance before the powers that believe they are invincible can even mobilize any real resistance.